Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Sacred Serial Data and Serial Sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald. Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I have a great show for you. I've got a fabulous interview with a matchmaker to the billionaire men. That's going to give you guys some really great tips since we get into some juicy conversation. Now, let's just get into the hot topics. I first want to say thank you to Tempe Improv, everyone there in the Phoenix, Scottsdale area that came to my show. I had a much better weekend than the last time I was there. One of my lovely meet and greets, Patreon, was the doctor that jumped up on stage and helped me. It was great to meet her in person and also a nurse. It was really fun shows, and I wore my tennis shoes and my helmet, and it was just perfect. Had a great, great time. So thank you for that, everybody. So now let's get into the other exciting news besides my triumphant return to stage, which at one time, me falling on stage as a stand-up comedian was the most viral moment on stage until Chris Rock stole my thunder. But I'm okay to pass on that crown. And breaking news, according to Britney Spears' Instagram account, she declared she is pregnant. She posted a beautiful photo by Andrea McLean, a photographer, of a pink teacup, which appears to be coffee in it, and some pink carnations. It's also the flower of the National Sorority Gamma Phi Beta, which I'm part of. And she said, "I lost so much weight to go on my Maui trip only to gain it back." A bunch of emojis with hands up. "I thought, geez, what happened to my stomach? My husband, who is her fiance, Sam," they are not officially married. It's what we know, they're not married, but she calls him husband, said, "No, you're food pregnant, silly." So I got a pregnancy test and, oh, well, I'm having a baby. 4 days later, I got a little more food pregnant. It's growing. If two are in there, I might just lose it. Emoji faces. "Obviously won't be going out as much due to the paps getting their money shot of me like they unfortunately already have. It's hard because when I was pregnant, I had perinatal depression. I have to say it's absolutely horrible. Women don't talk about it. Some people considered it dangerous if a woman complained like that with a baby inside her. But now women talk about it every day. Thank Jesus we don't have to keep the pain a reserved proper secret. This time I'll be doing yoga every day, spreading lots of joy and love to hearts." Everyone's going crazy. Literally every news outlet is reporting this. Some people saying, is this just one of her kind of quirky posts? Just kidding, y'all. It was just a food baby. I don't know why y'all take me, it's my Instagram post, so seriously. I don't know. We know that she wants to have a baby. We know that she'd love to have a little girl. Hope if she has a little boy, she'll be just as happy. And we haven't heard from Sam, so we'll see. But I had to break in right now and get this in there that she has announced, according to Instagram, that she is pregnant. Also in Britney Spears news, Chris was on the show last week, and he said he thought he spotted a pet poo in the back of one of her fashion shows in which her stomach looked very flat. Okay. The post right before this one, she's wearing low rider jeans and her stomach looks very flat. So I don't know why she thinks it's not. Anyway, she has a new assistant named Vicky who responded and said, "That's not a dog poop," under my post of us talking about it. "I took this video and it's part of the plant that the puppy and the cat were playing with." Well, thanks, Vicky, for clearing it up. But I'd also say, if you're going to do a dancing video or a fashion video, if there is a weird leaf that your cat and dog are playing with, maybe pick it up. Just, you know, if you're the assistant who's doing the video. And if you're the assistant that helped put this Instagram post together, congrats on Britney's pregnancy. And the other big news that came was Jen and Ben got engaged. Jen has this very unique lime green diamond. Now, this is the sixth engagement ring she has received and the second from Ben Affleck. The first one was a light pink diamond, which was very unique at the time. So this is even more unique. We've never seen anything like it. And the way she announced it is she went on Twitter and her other social media and said, I have some big news. Please go to onthejlo.com and join my email list and I'll tell you the news. And I just kind of was like, wow, this chick just never stops. I mean, she's collecting email addresses to get the scoop out. Well, of course, everyone got the scoop out that she got this ring. Now, I want to say it. It's not my favorite. I love a colored stone. Lime green is not for me. But when if it was my sixth engagement ring, maybe I'd be like, you know what? Let's do a lime green. Let's do a fluorescent lime green. Let's do a deep purple. I don't know. I mean, she has literally has six rings. So because she was married first to the first guy who was like a waiter, like they were struggling. Then she married Chris Judd, the dancer, choreographer. Then she married, what's his name? Oh my God, what is his name? The one that she had children with. Anyway, the singer. Then she got in between Chris Judd and the singer, she got engaged to Ben Affleck. Then she married the singer, which I'll have his name in a second. And then she got engaged to A-Rod. I don't know if she gave back that ring. She shouldn't have. And then she got back together with Ben Affleck. And let's remember who we need to thank for the fact that they are getting married again, engaged again. And that is Southern Charm cast, okay? Because it was Madison LaCroix who was supposedly, allegedly talking to A-Rod, in which Craig, the pillow guy, screamed it out at a reunion. That all became common knowledge to the world, in which J-Lo then dumped A-Rod, leaving it open for Ben to re-enter her life, and now they're in love. I don't think Jennifer Garner cares. She's got her Capital One card. She can go on a shopping spree and be like, good riddance. So, what was his name? Mark Anthony, okay? So, but I had said on my Juicy Scoop Obsessed, I'm not in love with the green ring. So Face Reality 16, a great Instagram account, she got all the deets on this. So it is a 8.5 carat natural green cushion modified brilliant cut diamond. It is like very, very, very rare. And it synchronizes with nature and tranquility and represents life, health, and associates. You know, it's a big deal. So I don't know. I think it kind of looks like a Jolly Rancher. That's just my opinion, but happy they're getting married. Apparently the $50 million estate that they were going to get in Bel Air, the deal fell through. I'm not worried that they can find another house. Even in this crazy market, I'm going to guess that their offer would prevail. Okay, let's talk about the latest on Will Smith. A Woman's Soul is a great Facebook account, and there's been so much that has happened. She put it together really great, so I just want to tell you everything that has transpired since the slap so you know where we're at. So he is banned from 10 years of the Oscar ceremony, okay? So he cannot go back to the event for 10 years, though they did not take his Oscar away. One of his films was canceled, and Bad Boys 4 was also canceled. Fast and Loose movie he was shooting for Netflix has been canceled. The movie I Am Legend 2 no longer wants it, and they offered it to Michael B. for the role. He was expelled from the Academy of Sciences and Cinematic Arts. He didn't resign. He was fired, so that's a different thing. Jada, his wife, didn't back him up in an interview for American Weekly. That's Us Weekly. And she declared she didn't ask to be defended. Chris Rock's brothers are looking for him. They publicly said, we're going to tear you apart, because one of them I know is a stand-up, and I think he said that in his show. No producer wants to really work with him, it appears, and their dramatic series Bel-Air reboot of Bel-Air Prince is being not well-received by critics. So, and at this moment, he's in some rehab to control his depression and temper. Also, Jada went on the red carpet last night for some event with Shonda Rhimes. And I don't know when she's coming back to the Red Table Talk, But yes, it was interesting. She was stopped. I believe it was Us Weekly. And she said, you know, I don't need anyone defending me. Meanwhile, August, the guy that she had the entanglement with, he has dropped a song with the words entanglement in it. And apparently is maybe going to get a book deal. I heard that allegedly to tell his story. So he, you know, on the bright side, his life might be on the upswing, but nobody else is really in this scenario as far as the Jada and Will and their family. So there we go with that. Jussie Smollett, he also released a song claiming innocence weeks after him leaving jail. I have not heard the song. I just thought that was interesting. As you know, he was convicted. He went to jail. They did the appeal and they said, we believe he should be released while we examine the appeal. So there you go with that. Now, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, the trailer came out, and I can honestly say I'm one of the many people that got chills, tingles down there, the whole thing. It's going to be really good. At least what they showed us looks to be very good. And in one of the scenes, Erica says two things. Erica Jane, as you know, I described in the last episode that now, you know, her troubles are still there with the Tom Girardi case. She's been named in the $50 million lawsuit, specifically herself. At one point, she's talking to the girls and she says, I don't care about anybody else but me in this scenario. So everyone's like, what do you mean you don't care about the victims, meaning Tom Girardi's victims who were already victimized? He then represented them. They won their money that they deserved, and then he took it. And then she allegedly went dancing and patted her puss with it. I don't know. So at one point in this one scene, they're dressed up, I think doing like a 70s type of party. And she said, you're not going to make me look bad, Garcelle. And Garcelle says, you don't need me to do that. You're doing it quite well on your own. People loved this little tiny part of the trailer. But you know who didn't love it? Erica Jane. And apparently a bunch of them have stopped following each other. And the thing is that if you are no longer friends with someone or they're pissing you off and you don't want to see them having a good time this weekend, you can just mute them. So when I think celebrities specifically unfollow people, they want that person to know, but they also want the fans to know that we are in a beef. It's a whole something Page Six actually writes articles about. So, but she, in her trash can, pretty mess. This is from her Insta story over the weekend. She wrote, at Garcelle, even though you unfollowed me, I'm sure you'll see this with a little lip emoji. And in this trash bag is Garcelle's latest book that is the paperback, which is what you give to people before it's available to everybody else, which is her life story. So I guess she gave it to all the girls and, you know, Erica threw it in the trash. Also disturbing what's in this trash is it looks to be a black trash can, not a blue. Blue is what we do here in LA for recyclables. She's got a Red Bull can in there, a plastic bottle, and then she's got like an old telephone. And I just want to say, you know, gosh, it's too bad that Erica didn't go to Crespi High School this weekend because they were accepting all old electronics that you could have recycled the proper way. So anyway, they're in a beef. Then meanwhile, there's a great scene with Kathy Hilton in which Lisa Rinna, by the way, I'm using her lip stuff. I really do like Lisa Rinna's Rinna Beauty is actually really great. Okay. But she's sitting there and she's like, oof, you're so angry. And Kyle is crying, and she says something to Kathy. Why do you treat your sister like this? I am going to make it my business. And then Kyle's like, Kathy, I feel like you hate me. So we are like, what's going on? Because we know that Kathy kind of exited the show halfway through and wasn't in like lots of the last events while they were filming. So it is going to be juicy. Then there's this new girl named Diane Jenkins, who's this really pretty blonde, who's this very wealthy socialite. And she says, you're looking for a new villain? Well, here I am. Well, the stuff that came out about her in the last 2 days by some of my favorite Instagram blogger type people is so explosive that I'm too terrified to even talk about it. Start looking it up. See what you come up on your own. I'm literally too, I'm not comfortable saying what some people are finding and what they believe she might be involved in. If it is in fact true, it is by far the worst crime that any celebrity from Bravo has ever done. But I literally won't even touch it. So if that's the case, it makes me wonder, my God, is Bravo seriously, are they looking for people because they know that that's what makes a great season is a criminal charge? What is this? Or is this just, you know, misinformation that's coming out because it's been a boring season in other franchises? I don't know. JoJo Siwa heard me. My prayers have been answered. She first got rid of the pony, which I just am like wanted to just give her a head, like a head scalp massage for years. Got rid of the bows and got cut her hair in a really short, cute, sassy way. And seemed very happy about it and posted it on Instagram and people reported on it. However, she did come forth and let people know that it was not her choice, that she was not at the Nickelodeon Kid Choice Awards this weekend, in which she had appeared for many years. She said she wasn't invited. Now, I really don't know why she wasn't invited or if she should have been invited. Is she necessarily in the Kids Choice world anymore? Did the kids want her to be there? Has she kind of graduated to more mature audiences because she is not a teenager anymore? I know she's at least like 19 or 20 now. Or was it because she is an out lesbian now and she wasn't wearing her bows anymore? So there's a lot of interpretation there. We don't know the truth right now. But anyway, she's happy. Her head is free. Good for her. There's a very sad crime that happened, came out over the weekend. An alleged OnlyFans girl, a killer. They're calling her a killer. But it's a big story because this couple is very attractive. The guy is he's a professional type of guy. He's good-looking black man, strapping. This is his girlfriend of like, I think at least like a year. She is an OnlyFans model with a big OnlyFans account, social media following. She's on TikTok, all this stuff. She is a very attractive bikini type blonde girl. And the police were called when she said she stabbed her boyfriend. It was one stab wound, but it's like in the middle of his chest. And by the time he got to the hospital, he was dead. She said she stabbed him in self-defense. But she was arrested for the crime, but I'm not sure if she was arrested. They're still figuring it out because they're believing that, is it self-defense? Is it not? Her mother said that, she went and tried to help her daughter, through situations. People are saying it was a very tumultuous relationship. There's people on his side saying that she was the aggressor. There's people on her side saying that she had, told them that they were fighting and things were happening and that she didn't feel safe in the apartment that they shared together in Miami. Meanwhile, she's out after the death of her boyfriend at a hotel and people know who she is and are like, why are you enjoying yourself having a drink here? They're following her around. And so people are very invested in this crime. There was also a TikTok that she did at one time that someone did the duet of or like inserted themselves in there in which they predicted that this relationship would end badly. So there's just been a lot on social media about this. Very, very sad for this young man's family. But we'll see what evidence comes out. Also, another really sad Juicy Crime update. You remember the horrible story of the man and his wife from Santa Barbara, California. They had two little kids, like a four-year-old and maybe a 10-month-old. And he took the kids and he killed them in a very horrible way. I don't even want to say how that was. But they found out that he was like, losing his mind, and it was a lot of QAnon kind of talk, and he thought that they had some type of demon inside of them, whatever. Of course, everybody just immediately felt for the woman. They weren't separated. They weren't fighting. It was like, what is going on? Did she know how? Well, now, according to People magazine, they found text exchanges between Matthew Coleman and his wife on the morning of the kids' murders, And they're very disturbing in the fact that she is, I'm here for you, we're in this together, and all this kind of like weird rhetoric is like, was she on the same page thinking about this, but not aware that he had any plans to kill their children, or was she in fact part of it somehow? It's very disturbing and something that nobody thought would be the case when we first heard about this horrific crime. This was also a trial with the Parkman shooter, which I can't believe this is finally happening now. But the Parkland, okay, it's a horrible, that is horrible. But there was one kind of light moment in the jury picking. This woman, is being questioned by the judge, who, by the way, the judge in this case looks like she's like a supermodel. And she's interviewing this woman about, okay, well, what days might be issues for you? She's like, oh, I've got a birthday here, I've got a birthday there. Well, I don't really think that gets you out of jury duty. And then she says, and I have to see my sugar daddy every day. The judge is like, excuse me? And she's like, yeah, I have to see my sugar daddy every day. So I don't think this jury, being on jury duty every day is going to be very upsetting to my sugar daddy. This went viral. So I'm guessing she did not get picked for the jury and gets to spend extra time with her sugar daddy this season. Anyway, you guys, now for my very juicy interview with Gina, the matchmaker to the billionaires and more. Get ready to have some fun and hopefully gain some tips if you're out there and single, or if you're like me and you're married but you're just intrigued by the dating life. This is an entertaining one. Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. Well, my Juicy Scoopers have been asking for an episode like this. As you know, I'm happily married for many, many years, but I'm obsessed with dating, and I've got a dating expert, Gina Hendricks, who has a book here, The Great Manhunt. I found you on TikTok, and you are the secrets of the billionaire matchmaker, and I came across your TikTok. Welcome.
Thank you.
One of your TikToks that I thought was really good, as you know, there's so many documentaries, so many stories about these Dirty John, these fake guys that, oh my God, he said he was a trustee, he had money coming from his aunt, and he was a Navy SEAL, and these they all seem to glop onto the same. And well, he couldn't have social media because of this, because he's in the CIA, and you said something like, that's bullshit. What are some signs of like, don't believe this person?
Right.
Type of thing.
So I have some clients that are on social media and some that aren't on social media. But I think though, what I was talking about specifically in that scenario, and then I'll answer, is that like if a guy is on social media and he's private, that part to me is a little, for a guy, I feel like sometimes they're up to something, and usually it involves multiple ladies.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's usually, men want to argue like on that TikTok and say, oh, well, we don't want to show off. Da, da, da. That's not, I'm not talking about showing off. I think more than likely, if a guy has his Instagram private, he's just up to something. He's up to something. He doesn't want other ladies to know. Okay, so ask me that question again. Sorry.
The question was, what are some things
telltale signs?
Yeah, to look out for, to say, is this guy really rich and I'm just not used to dating such a rich person, so I shouldn't pry? Or are these the red flags that, like, chances are this guy is probably not being truthful?
Well, I think when I talk to a lot of ladies, this one woman sent me an email. And this thing went on with this man, and she thought he was so rich for like 2 years or something. And he never met her in person. Like, he always made excuses. She even ended up buying her own ticket because she wanted to crack the case, And she went to Texas and she wanted to meet him. And then this man showed up at the airport that was huge and overweight and like looked nothing like who she was expecting. And she faked her way through it and was polite. And then this guy ended up texting her saying, oh, that was my bodyguard, we were texting you. We were testing you. It's like, the thing is, if it feels like bullshit,
yes,
it is bullshit. I think, as you know, we're raised on these fantasies, these books where the frog actually turns into a prince, and there's deeply rooted in us where we really want to believe that, pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, even if it doesn't sound right or make sense. But the truth is, if it doesn't sound right, if it doesn't make sense, that's because it it's not going to ever make sense. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think the signs are obvious. I think we just tend to overlook them. You know what I mean? Like, he should be, you want a guy who's going to be transparent about who he is, about his life. Mm-hmm. He can get together with you. He's available. He's not totally unavailable, and it's all shrouded in this mystery. That's weird.
I also just think women fall into it because they come on so strong and they love bomb you and they say you're the greatest thing on earth. And why wouldn't you want to believe that?
Of course.
Why
you're I don't blame anybody.
Finally, somebody gets me.
I know.
I've always known I was fabulous. Finally, at 45,
right.
I met the guy who really thinks I'm this fabulous.
Right.
And it's like.
But then even when you hear the flattering things, you can't. Like, let that become your rose-colored glasses so that you don't really...
Yeah.
So that you don't see and hear the other things that just aren't adding up, you know?
Yes.
Because they are right there. And it's like, a man who is legit will... And if he's truly hot for you, and I've said this in my TikToks...
Yeah.
They want to get together with you. They're going to make time to see you. They're going to get to you any way they possibly can. They're not going to put you off. They're not going to prolong it or... You know what I mean? And so...
Yeah.
This is what I hear from ladies a lot that ends up getting them frustrated and upset and, you know, and taken for a ride, you know, because they knew things didn't, but they were hoping, they wanted to believe. Because the other side of that coin is that then you're cynical and jaded, which perhaps I am, but I know too much, you know.
Yeah.
But there's
a little bit of like, you know, he's just not that into you. And then when you think it's dead and he's ghosted you, then they reappear.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh my God, I've wasted so much time. Maybe he really was busy. I'm not seeing anybody else and I don't want to have a completely empty slate.
Yeah.
I want to have a little something spark to look forward to. You know, so it's like kind of a hard, I understand why some women have a hard time really like cutting it off.
I understand that too. But I think that, you know, and so I have a private Facebook group for women called Badass and Brilliant Women. Mm-hmm. And boy, they are coming in droves from TikTok now. And they are asking the questions. And it's kind of fun. We're having all these interesting conversations. I'm like, this is not just about dating, ladies. It's about everything. But they're talking about dating. And a lot of them are talking about scenarios where, you know, a guy did string them along for too long and how do I notice the signs and all this stuff and I understand. I mean, it's flattering, but then you just have to be careful. If it doesn't add up, it doesn't add up, you know.
Yeah. I do you watch any Real Housewives?
No.
Okay.
Never have.
Well, there is a scenario.
But I read the gossip pages and stuff.
So there's a scenario with this girl. She's one of the most popular ones. Her name's Teresa.
Okay. She's Jadice or whatever.
Yes.
Okay.
So she's divorced her husband. She did a year in jail.
Yes.
He did 4 years in jail. He lives in Italy. She's got four girls that are like teenage
to 20. I didn't know she had four, but
yeah.
Okay.
And she falls in love with this guy named Louis.
Okay.
And, you know, aesthetically they match. Like, he's fit, she's fit, he's cute enough. And, but there's all this shady stuff about him.
Yeah.
But he presents her with money. He's done a private jet. Like, he wins her over. But he has two ex-fiancés that have spoken poorly about him and said that, you know, he, you know, there was some accusations of not treating them right. And Teresa's like, I don't want to hear about his past. I don't care. You know, it's about the future, about the present. And now there's like a couple lawsuits that are happening with businesses where he like he owes one person $144,000, another one $44,000.
He's a loser.
There's another thing. Yeah. And she's like, I don't know if I'm going to get a prenup, but I'm going to get married anyway. And it's like her personality and everything, she's just so happy to have, because he was a total love bomber.
Does she come off as a dingbat a little bit or no?
Yes.
I saw her on Celebrity Apprentice years ago. She was on there, but she didn't seem like a total dingbat. But the way you're imitating her makes her seem like a dingbat. But
I mean, I think that they have great sex. And
yeah.
I think she's physically very attracted to him. And I think after being with the husband for over 20 years, and I think he cheated on her. There was evidence that he cheated on her, the ex, and then wasn't nice to her, you know. And I think she has a lot of resentment that he's the reason why she went to prison and why she missed the last year of her mother's life, because then the mom died when she got out. So I think so that ended.
Right.
So this guy comes in and it's just like he can't keep her hands off of her.
How did she meet him? Do you know?
She said she was walking down the street and with her friend, and he drove up and stopped the car and started talking to her. And of course, he said, I never heard of Real Housewives of New Jersey. I never knew who you were, which a lot of my famous friends, when they would get with someone, they would be like, and he never even seen the show.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, really? But he dated these three other actresses before.
Yeah.
So you don't think he knew who you were? Like, you know.
I'm glad you brought this topic up, actually, because I was thinking about doing a TikTok about this. So many celebrity women.
Yes.
Settle for these losers. And then their publicists make them sound like this dream guy. And it's like,
yeah,
they married a dude that you know, maybe presented well, and they talked themselves into wanting to be in a relationship so badly. But, you know, he's usually it'll come out later. I don't know, however long they end up staying married, that, you know, spent time in jail or owes these back taxes or, you know, whatever his financial troubles are. And
right.
I hate to see that, but it happens over and over and over again.
I mean, I think she lays in bed at night and knows that,
of course they
shit,
do.
Shit,
yeah,
there's a lot of red
she
flags.
Knows. Yeah.
But I don't want to prove to the world. I don't
Correct.
Want to prove to the world that they were right,
right
and I was wrong.
I can see that.
This prove. How am I ever going to find a guy that is this cute, that I'm that attracted to, that treats
right.
me this nice, that doesn't, you know, that doesn't have this? I don't want to cut my losses. I want to keep this fantasy going.
Yeah.
I don't want it to end.
She wants that lemon to turn into lemonade.
Yes, yes. And I think she, you know, and then being on the show, this gives her a whole nother season of planning the wedding and everything.
I see. So she gets something out of it too, though.
Yes.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
But I mean, I think I'm fine with her marrying him. I just think she has to really have a prenup and keep her finances and keep it all separate.
Yeah.
So when he, if he does get in trouble or something, it'll never affect
yeah,
where she
blow
lives
back on her.
Or, you
yeah.
know, have her own home that
yeah.
he's not on title of. Like, that's what, if she was my friend, I'd be like, you want to be in love, go
yeah.
get married, get fine, but do not mess your money. Don't get involved in the businesses.
They all should do that.
Because you're, he's obviously not the ideal businessman.
I don't even think, I mean, I don't know.
I don't think she should marry him at all, but I'm saying if that is your goal, if like your goal is I just want a man in my bed
right.
and this guy like
right.
goes down on me and is cute to be with.
Warm dick and a
yes.
hot body.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I just want to me, that's it.
He's
you
that.
Know, that's
yeah.
it. But then just know
manage
that, like,
your expectations.
Like if there's three
yeah.
different lawsuits going on with your
yeah.
businesses, that shows you that there's a common denominator
right.
going on, that however you do your business is problematic. Let's just say that. It's
right.
problematic if it's happening this often.
Yes, fair
yeah.
enough.
Yeah.
I do. I think too many of these ladies settle, and maybe it's convenient. It works out. But, you know, sure enough, you'll hear down the road, you know, and it's just like, I don't know. I think Jennifer Aniston did it right. You know, they never legally got married.
I knew that.
And, yeah.
I knew that,
yeah.
Justin Theroux.
Yeah, Justin Theroux, right.
I said that. And I, do you know if Gwyneth Paltrow is really married to her second husband?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably not. I bet you not. I
yeah.
That's a, you know, it's
I was
kind
like,
of a
yeah,
thing.
They had their thing. And then, because
yeah.
I was like, this is the easiest break I've ever heard of.
Yeah, right.
There's no way they
right.
were actually really married. But they wanted to have, she wanted the world to know
Correct.
And the people
to, get
to
off
know
her back
that we
and,
are committed
yeah.
and this
yeah.
is our love together.
Yeah.
But kind of a smart thing to do, especially
right.
when you both are worth that kind of
yeah,
money.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's like, oh yeah,
she did
know?
It the right way.
And I almost think I was too bad that Teresa like can't do that, but all these Bravo like internet will know that she didn't actually have a marriage license. But like,
I see.
But really, I think that's what she wants. I think she wants the world to know I got a man.
Right.
She's from that old school Italian
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She doesn't
want to
be 50
yeah.
and
yeah.
single or not married. But
yeah.
actually, what she should do is just have him be your boyfriend.
Yeah.
And never marry him.
Absolutely.
And then let him deal with his finances
That's
and
exactly
all that stuff.
That's exactly what she should do.
Yeah.
But I think that comes from, there's definitely insecurities going on there that,
yeah.
you know, because if you care about what people think, and you know, celebrities a lot, you know, you buy into it. It's part
yes.
of what you get on that train, you know. You buy in to what people are saying online about you and everything, and you feel this pressure. And I think
yeah.
she feels the insecurity and she needs to be validated. And you know, yeah, it sucks, though, honestly, because I think a lot of these women get into relationships where they secretly know, you know, oh, I may have to foot the bill, or I may have, because I know this ridiculously gorgeous woman, and she's so wealthy and everything, and she presents her younger, good-looking husband, they've been married a number of years now, like, he's got the money, too, and da-da-da, you know, in all these pictures, but then I know somebody that knows them and says, no, she's footing the bill for everything behind the scenes, you know?
Because that's, again, that's embarrassing, and it really
yeah.
shouldn't be at this point. point.
Right.
Like, it really shouldn't be. Like, right. If you're that wealthy as a woman, it's probably going to be hard to find someone exactly at your level.
It is, yes.
That provides, and why can't you be like the rich man that has a really pretty wife that maybe doesn't make $1 million a year, but she's a great decorator, she's a great entertainer, you like to work out, like, you love her
because
for her.
Because there's the stigma.
It's the stigma. Yeah. And it's like, and then you have to prove to the world, or you have to, you know,
your publicists have to make him sound like, you
yes,
know, he's,
or like try to get his own business going, yeah, which yes. then now that's muddy waters for you. Yeah. Like, you
I
know, because then it's like, you know, it's really, it is hard. So when you're dealing with these, with the billionaire guys,
yes.
and you have one that's like, you know, good looking and nice and everything,
they're all good looking.
What is their, what is their complaint? Why is it that they have been unsuccessful, or what are they hoping that you will bring to them that they are unable to get on their own?
It's a tall order, but I act more as gatekeeper for my guys.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, my guys don't have any problem meeting ladies, and the ladies like them, but my guys are ridiculously picky.
Yeah.
So picky, you know? And I try to tell these ladies out there that, like, these guys will date them. You know, they think that's everything, but it's not. It's like when it comes time for these guys to get married, you know, if you look at, I mean, there's exceptions, but for the most part, if you look at like big celebrities, like, you know, like Kanye, he wanted a woman, you know, remember that song, She Ain't a Gold Digger, whatever.
Yeah.
He really wanted a woman who had her own money. They all do.
Right. Yeah.
They want their own money. They want a woman who is successful and accomplished, and that's who they really want to end up marrying. I mean, Jay-Z, I mean, I'm giving music examples, but,
right, yeah.
you know, even Elon Musk, like the
Grimes
couple
girl.
Of the,
yeah.
the Grimes, she has her own thing going
yeah.
on, maybe not as successful. They don't necessarily care that you're as successful, but they definitely want somebody who is definitely has it going on and isn't somebody who necessarily needs them,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm tasked to find everything on the list. Like, she has to, you know, listen, the perfect prototype is the supermodel with the master's degree who visits the orphan children in Sudan, or, you know what I mean? Like, that's like, whoa, but then here's the thing. Oh, so we're searching a lot of times on Instagram, my scouts and myself.
Yeah.
But then the celebrities are dropping into these women DM. Like, they're getting DM'd by Chris Pine and Kanye and the Lakers and the Dodgers. So those guys are my competition for these ladies. Like, it's a race to the finish line because they get snatched up right off the market so soon.
These hot, these fabulous
the women,
girls.
Yeah, the fabulous girls. I mean, yeah, they're not on the market long. Choo, 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 choo. Yeah. Gone.
Right.
Gina, I just started seeing somebody, but I'll let you know if I'm single again. Okay. And the next thing you know, you read that they got married to that celebrity guy or whatever,
right.
having a baby. Yeah.
So,
welcome to my world.
Do you get frustrated when you have the billionaire client and he starts dating a girl that you found and he seems happy? Then does it get to like a counseling session where he's just like, but I don't like this, or I.
Sure. But I have those conversations with the ladies too.
Yeah.
So it's like, even though the women aren't my clients, I care very much about them as
yeah.
well, which also makes me different than most matchmakers.
Yeah.
You know, I care about my ladies. And so I want them to be able to talk to me and everything. And it's kind of cool because I do get to see both sides behind the curtain, you know, his perspective, hers. And it is a unique perspective. And so I will talk them through it. Like, well, okay. I'll tell you a good example that kind of it's a good thing I'm
mm-hmm.
here, because a lot of times if in the real world when people are dating, if a guy, let's say, isn't feeling it or isn't sure,
yeah.
usually he's never going to turn around. It's never going to change for him.
It has to be pretty immediate.
But what they'll do is they may still keep, and women tend to do this sometimes too, they'll keep him on the hook just because, well, she's nice, but they know she's not the one. Well, that's when I step in and I say, we got to call it. We can't. I'm not going to keep her on the hook thinking there's something happening if there's no potential. So then I
yeah.
kind of step in and I say, let's make a decision. And then they have to make a decision and we call it. And, you know, and just I believe in honesty. And so there's things
like
that.
Calling it is like a doctor, like, no, I was going to say, yeah, the
yeah.
call, like
we have to make
I'm
a decision.
I'm calling it 12:14 on
yes,
this day.
Exactly.
Yeah,
the
like,
death of the
yeah.
dating, the death
yeah.
of dating. So things like that. I've also had couples, they ended up getting married, but there's always going to be that first speed bump in the road that a couple
yeah.
hits. And if they're smart, they keep in touch with me because then I get to see both sides' perspective. And I've talked quite a few down from the ledge when they were going to like, oh, it's it. This is over. And it's usually just a miscommunication. communication. It's never been anything where anybody was like cheating or anything was like that. It's just more of really communication issues. And then I'll step in, I'll say, well, here's what she told me and how she feels. And then he hears it through me, her perspective, and then I'll share his perspective, and then somehow they've gotten back on course.
Yeah. What about when you find a girl? How much research do you do on the girl? Like, what if she has an OnlyFans? What if she's been a sugar baby?
I usually rule them out if I know that. Okay. That, yes. Or even if on Instagram, like, just all ass. Hi, here's my ass. It's like, no. That's not going to work for me. Or when a woman fills out a profile and she literally, for the guy, because, you know, you answer about yourself and then about the kind of guy.
Profile for you. Yeah.
Any. For guys, like, any. Don't care. Any age, any height, any.
Yeah.
That's a red flag for me. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? She'll take any old dude.
Right.
So it's like, while on the one hand, these women that are so particular, they put me through hell, you know, I respect that more than the, because then I know that she legitimately cares about who she's going to partner with versus somebody who shows up and says, just give me anybody, any rich old dude. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not in that business.
Right.
You know, I've had a girl who, she was fantastic in every way. 6 foot tall, blonde, blue eyed, like looks like a Victoria's Secret model, Danish even, you know, which is always a bonus for some reason. And so I met with her, I interviewed her, and she was very sweet. She was like 25 or something. And then afterwards, she called me and she said, you know, Gina, I just want to be honest with you, which I'm so glad about. She said, I just want to be honest with you. You know, I really just want someone to pay my bills. And I said, I always thank them for their honesty because I'm grateful. And I'm like, thanks for the honesty, but I'm not in that business, you know? And then I heard later, but I was like, why do you even, you're so gorgeous. You could like be on runways. Like, why do you, you know, I've got a lot of bills. I don't know, whatever.
A lot of people, not to sound like Kim Kardashian, but a lot of people don't want to work.
No, right. It's
and
true.
It's just, it's a very interesting thing. And I joke about it because it's like, I came from the generation where my mom was like, you know, so excited that that women could do whatever they want, make your own money and don't depend on a man and all that. And then there's these younger girls that just want to do a blowjob for a Chanel bag.
Right.
And they brag about it on Instagram, and all the other hoes are like, go, girl, you get your bag. And
I know.
I'm like, wow, well, where are you going to be at 30? And I also also think, like, I always thought, like, a funny, like, romantic comedy movie would be something that was, you know, a girl is a sugar baby, and then she falls in love with the guy of her dreams, and she meets his family, and, like, his uncle is her former sugar baby. Like, how is
that's
that
funny,
guy...
Yeah.
Could that guy still marry her knowing that she didn't want to work? She didn't want to buy her own Chanel bag. Like,
I mean,
what does that say about somebody?
They usually won't marry those women.
Right.
They usually won't. You know, and I did an Instagram, TikTok about that, and set the TikTok on fire where I said, you know, if you really want to stand out, be a woman that cannot be bought.
Yeah.
No, they went up in arms about that.
Yeah, because they want to be bought.
Because they want to be bought.
It's like a cyclical thing.
Think,
like, it was so like, yeah. And then, that's their form of feminism. Like, you know, and that can that can be true too.
Listen,
but
I knew a stripper back in the day and in the 90s. And I loved, she was awesome. And she was like not your typical stripper. Skinny from Canada. She traveled all around, was the guest star. And she loved, she said, Gina, I have, and she would read Anise Nin or, you know, what is it? Or Ayn Rand and all that. She was very smart, but she just loved taking advantage of the men and stripping and getting their money. And she felt empowered by that. And so I say, but in her case, I think she was actually saving her money. She was getting dollars. These women are just getting items and I don't know if it's smart.
I think stripping, honestly, is different than like being a sugar baby.
Oh,
I'm
I do
like,
too.
You're straight up boning for money and doing stuff for money.
Right.
I call it hooker light, but it's still, you're
hooker
still,
light. I was like, wait, what'd she just say?
You are. That's what it still is.
Yeah, fair enough.
And hey, you know, it's like, they won't call themselves a sex worker, but like, it's just become very normalized and almost like celebrated because we're such a society about showing off that you have a designer bag or whatever. And people are like, well, and then if you criticize that person, then the comments are like, oh, well, you're too ugly to get someone to buy you a bag. And I mean, that's like the comments that go back and forth. And it's like, all right, to each his own. But I do think what I'm trying to say is like, if you really see your life, I'm saying like, if you're a young girl and you really see your life, like, I want to have a lifelong husband. I want to experience life together. I want to raise children together. I want to babysit our grandchildren together. That's what I want eventually. At 25, I don't mind giving a blowjob for a Chanel bag. But by doing that, I do believe you're jeopardizing the end goal.
It'll come back to haunt you at some point. In fact, I just had a conversation with a client yesterday, and I had to tell him, I'm not 100% sure it's true. You just don't know if anything's true. But he said, this one girl I had set him up with, and she sells real estate. She's beautiful. They're both young. And he says, yeah, I was with a guy friend, and we ran into her at a bar. And he said, you know, man, she's been like, you know, prostitute. That's a well-known fact. Da, da, da. And I had to tell my client, I'm like, well, just because this guy says it does not make it true. You know, I mean, you also have to keep that in mind. I mean, like, did he pay her for sex, or he said, oh, it's a well-known thing. By who? One guy that maybe got mad she didn't like, who started a rumor. I mean, I get mad about that stuff, too, because we don't know what's true, you know, unless you're the guy who actually paid her. And how do we know you paid her? You know, it's
and
very...
I'm like, or that guy friend is not a guy. He's not a friend, and he's jealous, and he's, like, trying to kill it.
Exactly.
Because he doesn't want his friend to fall in love. Yeah.
Well, they already dated, and it didn't work out. Whatever. This was, like, a couple years ago. But I don't know, that whole, it's murky waters. But but yes, a lot of the girls are prostitutes, unfortunately. Sex workers is the, TikTok says is the correct term. But I knew a model. I know. They correct you on everything.
This is Monica. She looks very cute. And she writes, she's a recruiting marketing manager. Good job. She went to Indiana University. She's Catholic. She's moderate politically. And, you know, she's pretty and fit and all that.
So many people get caught up with, like, look at this gorgeous scenery behind me, the ocean.
I guess that's when she was in Honolulu. Yeah.
But a guy, you have to ask yourself, is a guy going to say, oh, I've got to date her
because
she went on a great location?
No. Like, I think she's almost like, I think there was advice before, like, you know, don't be in a bikini. Actually, be in like an athletic outfit so you look like you're athletic and you're on a hike. I also heard that women who, a guy who has a dog in his profile does well, but men don't like to see dogs in women's profiles because they think they're going to be all about the dog and they're not going to be as focused on the boyfriend.
I mean, I think it's valuable real estate that you don't want to compromise by not having the very best photos, not having it all about you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's a very limited time. People are, you know, it's highly competitive. I say it's like the dating Olympics, you know?
Yeah.
You wouldn't show up to compete in the Olympics like haphazard or tennis. You know, you'd train and you'd show up with the right equipment, but nobody does it on the dating apps. And they want the very best. And I guarantee you she wants, like, because every woman does and every man wants, everybody wants the best. I think her stuff also, because she probably, I can guarantee you, if I spoke to her, she's going to tell me that she, because there's a prototype of the same guy every woman wants. She wants a guy who's smart and successful and at her level and da da da. And she's going to tell me, if she was here, she would say, oh, I just meet these average guys. They just want to play around. They're not at my level, la la la. Okay. But that's because her profile, while it's not hideous, believe me, I've seen a lot of hideous ones. It's not hideous, but it is not. It is nowhere near, like, really elevated to a level, like, what I like to call a rock star level. And I think her job and, you know,
I know
education,
that this girl's a winner, first of all,
right.
Because
see,
she's a
I know.
Juicy scooper.
I can tell that she's elevating herself.
I totally agree.
To make it stand out like, oh, I got to have this to, you know. So it's just some fine-tuning that needs to happen.
Yeah.
Like everybody. And her prompts, you know, they're not digging deep. I tell the ladies when I'm working with them to, because I do, you know, I do coaching as well.
Yeah.
Like, so because my matchmaking is so, I can only match a few.
Right.
I have this other side of the business where I coach the ladies because they need the help, you know, whether they think they do or not. Listen, they do. And so she's not out of the gate even like showing off like how smart and great she is. There's this fluff here. You know what I mean? And I would like to see more substantial prompts like, you know, I'm blah, blah, blah. Like, I want to, it's interesting. Here's what's interesting. A lot of times men tend to over amp up. They amp up and
they brag.
And they brag about things that aren't even true. They, you know what I mean? They inflate how great they are. And it's usually not the truth. Whereas women, they're uncomfortable playing up their greatness. Yes. They just are. Like, I had a woman fill out a profile for me, and she was fantastic. But, like, I knew she had achieved all this success at her company and all this stuff, and she just skated, like, made it like, oh, I'm in charge of marketing or whatever. No, she was, like, big time. I was like, hey, you need to really, like, ramp up, because my guys care about it. A man who's substantial and looking for a real relationship.
And looking for a real partner.
Uh-huh. He cares about that stuff.
What can you bring to the table?
Yeah, he cares about that stuff. And so, but these women are so used to dating losers. They're like, well, I've never met a guy who cared about that. That is because he either didn't see you for a real relationship for whatever reason, or he wasn't looking for one, or he wasn't substantial himself. Because if they are, that's what they want. So I said, you need to really ramp it up. And she was like, why should I try to impress a man with my, you know, accomplishments? Okay, baby, you are on Instagram trying to impress these men with your tight little dress. But we've been conditioned to do it that way.
So
you know,
true.
we need a little of both, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, yes, hot and sexy is great, but for a real substantial next level guy, you've got to ramp up the info as well. Need to turn
this
them off.
This is Justin, he's 33.
Okay.
He's it says news producer at NBC, and he went to this university, lives in San Francisco. And then about me, are you vaccinated? Do you like to laugh? Do you like to cuddle? If you've answered yes to these three questions and find my picture appealing, please swipe right. I'm looking for friends and dates. I will have your back. Do we know okay, and he has a shirt on that says Bike Curious.
Right.
That's pretty clever.
Yeah.
Now, but he yet does have sunglasses on.
I know, that's a problem, right?
I think he's dumbing down his stuff too. Maybe. Yeah, like why isn't he wearing like a suit or something?
Right, that's exactly. Like he needs to look a little sexy.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
Okay, this is...
Okay, class act. Why is she raising the middle finger?
Okay, anyway, so she's got
and
a
she's
bunch
a cute
of photos.
Girl. Like, but she's a really cute... Drink milk from my mom's boob?
No, it says one thing I'd never do again.
No,
it's
I know, but
questions.
Still.
Drink
still.
Milk from my mom's boob.
But still.
Weird and not that
well,
funny.
So, and here is the thing. So... She's 5'7". She's in Scottsdale. She's young. She's 23.
Yes.
So we'll give her a pass on that. But the only photo that's actually decent is her first one, which is absolutely adorable. She should just stop there.
That's her graduation photo.
If she stopped there, and which you can't, you have to have a certain amount of pictures on the dating apps, unfortunately. But if she stopped there and then put amped it up with, you know, I don't know fully what she does for a living. Is she out of school? She must be out of school if she's 23.
She is out of school. She
works
has a good job. No, I met her, but
she's a brew rep.
She what?
She's a beer rep, but like a marketing rep. Like she's
I'm a marketing rep. You know, whatever her goals are, blah, blah, blah. She just need to amp it up with that picture and like an amped up like bio of sounding substantial.
Yes.
She is that girl in that picture that like every guy wants to take home to mom. You know what I mean?
Right, but then the rest of it is
the rest
not
is
awful.
Garbage. Yeah, the rest
so
is garbage.
So it's like, here she's doing...
She looks cute with her grandma or whoever that
okay,
is.
Okay, here she's doing a shot.
Yeah,
I just
no, I know.
Never have that.
I can't even,
then
yeah.
She's making a joke, me in the wild, and it's her like emptying her trash, and I guess she thought it was funny that there was trash everywhere.
Yeah, no, I know. She's just young, you know?
Okay, and then you should not go out with me, and then her answer is, if you walk slow. It's kind of bitchy, actually.
Yeah, well, I mean, and
anyway,
yet she's with
then,
an old lady, so I, and the old lady's holding a Corona. She likes to party.
She goes, me and my best
grandma likes to
me
party.
And my best friend. Obviously, your best friend's your grandma, but I also don't think that's appealing to a
no,
guy.
Of course, it's not. No, no, no.
Nobody
I mean,
wants
so
to,
many.
No one that to me would make me go. Are we going to have to visit grandma like every Sunday?
Well,
is this grandma going to move in with
thing.
Us?
This is a profile. this and drink beer and drink all my beer. This is a profile. Is Granny gonna guzzle my Coronas?
Yeah.
And you know, this is a profile that's just gonna attract all these low end dudes. It's she's literally got like the bullhorn. Come in, you losers, right here. Right
yeah,
here.
All are welcome.
Every low end loser. And then what
and then
you
this
know,
bikini
and then,
shot
you know
is awful.
And then you know what she's gonna say?
Yeah.
She's gonna say, I hate the dating apps. There's no good guys. Well, hello, this is because this is what you're using to attract them.
I mean, listen, I met this girl.
Yeah. And I bet does she look like that picture?
Yes, she's gorgeous.
Yes.
She's funny.
Right.
She's cool.
She's
and then
young.
She's in a green bikini. You can see she has a nice flat stomach. She has a nice body.
Yeah.
She has no makeup on, and she's flipping off the camera.
No, I know.
So you can't even, like,
party
really
dudes.
See the body.
Loser party dudes. That's who she's going to attract.
Yeah. So, and then a social cause I care about, a... A 4-day week work week.
So she's smart. She's funny.
It's kind of funny.
Here's the thing. I think what happens a lot of times, people sometimes I think they think they're so smart that they can get away with this stuff.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Because she knows, I think probably she knows that in the real world, she like is probably quite popular, I would imagine. Like when a guy meets her, he probably really likes her.
Yeah.
But she's not going to call that guy in using this profile. Now, maybe in the real world, and she was popular at school, and I have no doubt when he meets her, he's probably like blown away how much better she is. But she's never going to get him through the door. Not with this.
No, that's okay. Now we have Allie, who's 41. She writes, straight woman, lives in Nashville, less than a mile away, about me, new to Nashville, show me around, entrepreneur, podcast host, plant-based, speaker, author, karaoke queen. I actually think karaoke queen is kind of a negative thing, but whatever.
Maybe not smart, if you're sassy.
Smart, sassy, kind, happy, drama-free, feed me wine, make me smile. And then lived in, then just a couple other things. Then no kids, just a beagle, looking for a relationship. And her passions are travel, plant-based, karaoke. I mean, I guess we got to keep karaoke. Dog lover and wine. And then there's photos.
Oh, I know. Gelato drinking.
So there's two photos with a wine glass. There's one photo with the dog. She's very pretty. She has a sense of style.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. So, I mean, this picture, it's not good of the dog or her.
Oh, she has a picture with a dog and a wine glass.
You can't see her. I mean, it's a great shot of the wine glass, if that's what we're trying to show off. But, and maybe she liked her outfit and her boobs in that picture, but you can't see her face and you can't even see the dog's face. So it literally does nothing. That's like a big X.
Okay, anyway, this is...
is he a gay guy?
He is. This is Felipe O. He's 33. He's self-employed. And it says, Italian-American, open to all types of connections, open mind, open heart, traveling, cooking, nights out, family, friends.
I mean,
Cher and Mallorca. Oh, he likes Cher and Mallorca.
I think for what he's looking for, because he says open to anything. You know what I mean? Like he's looking for a little and a whatever. And you know
I think
what I mean?
His photos are good.
Yeah, I do too.
His photos are good. You can tell he's good looking.
Yeah, he shows his body.
Yeah.
You know?
And if it really is he just looking for anything, fine. But if he's really looking for something more specific, then I do think he should ask for something more specific.
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, just
you
like
know,
in
I
the...
I think sometimes people just say that because they're like, I just want to get all the matches
That's
and then
the
let
biggest
me sift
mistake.
Through them.
Yeah.
And I think that is a mistake.
It is. So I say to everybody, you don't want to attract everybody because how can you possibly filter through them, you know?
Right.
You need to be as specific as you possibly... Like the women, I tell the women to always say, you know, especially if they're successful or whatever, or if they're looking to have a baby or they're looking... Put it in the profile. You know, I've created a great career. I have a wonderful life. I'm looking for a man who meets me at my level,
right.
who is also successful and looking for a real relationship and wants to have children. I mean, I know that freaks women out when I tell them that because we're so conditioned to like want to attract everybody. We don't want to offend anybody. Hell, offend them. You need to turn as many off as possible because then you're left with the ones who really want what you want.
Right.
It's so much more efficient. Anyway. But his looks good.
And this, we got the last one. This is Carly. She's 23. She's a Pilates instructor. Mm-hmm. Her questions were, I get way too excited about Cats, the musical and the animal.
Do you know her?
She's my roommate.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She's Annie's roommate. But honest.
She's cute.
She's very petite.
Yep.
In real life.
Oh,
I don't know if you can tell that. Oh, it says 5'2" here.
Oh, yeah.
She's active. She has an undergraduate degree. She's, let me see, into exploring new cities and tennis concerts.
So since you're here, what's her complaint about the dating apps?
She never gets taken to dinner.
Taken to dinner.
Yeah,
okay.
I can tell you why. Can't you, Heather?
Well, she says if I could eat one meal for the rest of my life, it would be pasta.
I made her add that because she didn't have...
Because you were trying to get her fed?
Okay.
But the reason is because she kind of comes off like a party girl. Like, you know, like sticking her tongue out in the first photo.
Thought that was awful.
And then the girls, just wild? What was that thing that girls get wild? What was that video
girls
back
gone
in the day?
Wild.
Girls Gone Wild photo here. And, you know, it's like, of course.
She's got a girl on her back.
That's what I'm
a
saying.
A whole other person is featured.
Yeah. And then she's got the two other girls. She definitely needs an elevated profile. Now, I get that she is showing her body in the one from the behind, and her hair is gorgeous in that photo. But it also looks, it just is a little, like, hi, look at my ass, which is not very classy, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, I wanna ask a couple more questions before you go.
Yeah.
What should you wear on a first date?
Now, let's see here. I mean, I think that it definitely, I mean, I've known women that I've set up with my guys before.
Yeah.
And like, they thought it would be cool to like act like they didn't, like one girl rolled up and she was like casual and she liked him, but he didn't like her because she didn't put any effort into herself.
Right.
You know,
like, act like you don't care.
Yeah. That's not a good move. I think you don't want to ever dress on a first date too sexy. I like classy sexy. Mm. I like looks, especially like as a stylist, which I was, you know, before this. And I like looks that are a bit timeless, you know? So you never want to, like, if you're going to choose, are you showing your boobs or your legs? But don't show both. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a lot. And I think classy sexy make him wonder and want more. Now, one tip I also need to give is that one thing I know the men are thinking when you go on dates, because I do this when I'm interviewing my women. When the women show up and they're all layered up, you know, part of my job is not only to interview them, you know, and ask them about their profile, but I'm there to check them out. I'm there to see their body for my guys, you know? And so, you know, and I feel awkward. I don't say anything. I should, but they're all layered up and you can't really see what's going on.
Yeah.
And then I usually don't even end up setting them up because it was a wash. I don't even know what they fully look like. So what I'm saying is that if you're going to wear layers, if it's cold, then at some point you have to make sure that you take your layer off and you make an excuse like, oh, I'm getting a little warm. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. And then let them see your body, right? Let them check you out and then come back and you can put your coat on or whatever you want. But that's what they're sitting there thinking the whole time.
Okay. Besides showing up as a casual slob at the date,
yeah.
What are some other worst date mistakes?
Oh, let's see here. I think, you know, certainly when people show up and either they go one of two ways. They either like quiz the person and it's so unsexy. In fact, I was coaching this one girl. She went out with this guy and she said, it's just like an interview. But so many people make that mistake. So tell me, and do you want kids? And do you want da da da? And they just drill the person and it's not fun and playful at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the other end is that sometimes when, especially if people drink too much, they start opening up too soon. You know, like they want to tell people, you know, about their psycho ex or all the, you know, losers they've dated or whatever the drama is. And, you know, people need to, or, you know, like, here's an interesting, I've talked to a woman just the other day that I'm helping her with her profile and she has a special needs child. I don't know that anybody even needs to know that until like, even like maybe date three.
Yeah.
Because date three is where it's like, okay, now this thing might actually be turn into something, date three.
Yes.
But you need to make people earn the right before you tell them
everything.
Deep, dark secrets or personal things. They have to earn the right for that. And we tell people too many things. It's none of their business to know.
I agree with that.
So I think keeping the phone out is another big one. I think...
You mean put it away.
Put it away somewhere. You don't need it out on the table. You know what I mean? And, you know, a lot of times my guys, one of their pet peeves is that a lot of these women, of course, because we're in LA, they're bragging about, you know, oh, I know Elon Musk and I know this guy and I know, and they're bragging about all the famous people they know. And
a guy does this or a girl?
No, the girl. Girls. The girl they went out with did that. And it was a big turnoff to him, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously. So, because, you know.
Name dropping. Yeah, just
the same
way girls get
turned
off by it,
too. Well, if you go out with a guy and he's going to say, oh, yeah, my ex, she was so hot. She was like a Playboy playmate at one point. You know, it's like nobody wants to hear that.
Right.
You know? I'm here with you now. Can we just talk about, like, what we might have in common? I want to know, are we going to have any fun together?
Yeah.
You know, that's what people want
to know. I saw
this
thing where this guy was saying like, you know, hey, it was, you know, it goes up to this motivational speaker or something. And he's like, I just want to say thank you so much because I just got out of a horrible 4-year relationship. And he goes, I'm going to stop you right there.
Right.
Change the way you talk about your past and your life because moving forward, what if you said, well, for the last 4 years, I really got to know more about myself. And now that I'm single, I know exactly what I want. Yep. And I'm going to be, you know, and what works for me. And I'm just so, like, excited about the future. Like, yep. Instead
you have to
of,
frame it differently.
Yes. Yeah. That's, I'm not saying it perfectly, but like,
I know what you're
framing
saying.
It differently.
People are
like,
stuck on their stories.
Yeah, yes.
They're so married to their stories. And that's when, like, when you know people, I've known a lot of people who, like, continue to struggle financially or they never meet anybody good. It's because they're stuck on this story about always being broke or not meeting the right, you know what I mean? You
yeah.
have to reframe your story. And I have had people ask me, like, you know, when I say, like, don't go into hardcore details and keep it light. So, you know, if somebody wants to like pry, because some people do, oh, so, well, why did your last relationship end? Really? You know, what happened? And you don't really want to go into that, you know?
Yeah.
The best way to say is, you know what? It just sort of ran its course. They were they're a great person, but, you know, enjoyed our time together. It just didn't work out. And then move the conversation along. Change the subject.
Yeah.
That's how you handle that.
Now, in this crazy world of politics and
yes.
Are you vaxxed or are you not? COVID yeah. and this and that. Yeah. Is that something that you need to make sure that these people are probably should be aligned with? Because
yes. I mean, in my world, I was more conscious of it certainly when there was a lockdown because I was still setting yeah. clients up all during the lockdown and everything.
Yeah.
Some were afraid to date, some weren't, and some really wanted to make sure they were vaccinated and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But if you're on the apps, and actually we just had this conversation in my group, the woman was saying that she lives in a place where it's really conservative and she's on the dating apps and she puts it, she's liberal, but yet these men are matching with her, even though they're conservative. And she's like, you know, I don't want to come off as like a crazy liberal, but I want to know, like, are they even reading what I wrote?
Yeah.
And I said, well, the first message you should probably send them should say, you know, oh, it's so great to connect with somebody who is also open-minded to liberals. Like, you need to reiterate so that
yes.
they know, you know what I mean? Because
right.
a lot of times people aren't even reading the information. Another thing I do want to mention before, because I know we're going to mm-hmm. wrap up here shortly.
Yeah.
So yes, but to round that out, I will say, I do think if somebody is like anti-Trump, that whole thing, or
right.
anti-vax, yeah, that's very specific, and they should be with their own people. You know
right.
what I mean? For sure. If you're vegan, probably you don't have to date a vegan, but it'd be better because you can go to the same restaurants. The more you can have in common,
yes.
the more potential for a relationship. Now, one other thing I was going to say that I did a TikTok about this is that, you know, a lot of times, because so many women will say, I did this thing on Clubhouse, and these women were like, woman was like, I keep dating these men, and, you know, I'm meeting them on the apps, and they're married. And I was like, married? Because I know there are some people that want to say, like, there's married men on the apps, but there's not many fully married men. Yes, there may be, you know, there's got to be some, of course. But it's like, that's risky for them to be on the apps and showing themselves. Anyway.
Yeah.
But so I thought that was odd. I'm like, married? So many on the apps? And I said, do you mean like married or maybe not legally divorced? And she said, yeah, they're not legally divorced. That's
yeah.
what she meant. And I said, so then what you need to do is, this is what I always do. When I'm talking to somebody, I always, whether it's, you know, as a prospective client or whatever it is, if they say they're divorced, I repeat back to them. I say, so how long have you been legally divorced? You know what I mean? Like, you need to say
yes.
those words and have them, because that's when they usually will say, oh, well, we're not legally divorced.
Yeah, we're still, it's probably going to be wrapped up in the next couple months.
You know, but if you don't actually say those words,
yeah,
you might end up dating somebody and then find out after a few dates that they're really just separated.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work for you, then that's not going to be good, you know?
Right.
So always, are you legally divorced?
I want to just jam through a couple of these
yes.
before you have to go. Where to go in a city to find the most eligible men?
I think high-end restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you can even go to, let's say you don't live in like a high-end area. Well, make a day where you get yourself fixed up and you go to the grocery store in the high-end areas and you walk your dog in the, you know, you need to go where affluent
oh my God, I
men
love that.
Live
yes.
and make it maybe your Saturday thing. Maybe every Saturday you go and you hit the park with your dog in an affluent area, or you go to lunch at a particular place where it's near a building where all the like network, you know, the like executives.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You just go to those areas. So that's one way. And then another way I've said is like, you'd have to do your research, but you know, there's a lot of like private groups you can get into. There's, you know, private events. There's a lot of like where people speak for Bitcoin. tech, you know, and then look at who's speaking on the panel. Like what I did back in the day when I started my business, right? I Googled eligible bachelors, and then I Google, you know, you do some research, and like if there's like an eligible bachelor or two and they're speaking on a panel in your town, then go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Go where they might
be. I also just think like Richmond likes steak. And good steak places. Yeah,
steakhouses are great, sure.
Steakhouses.
I think catch them after work is good, too.
Right. Yep. Like, go happy to hour. The steakhouse at, like, 5:30 on a Friday.
Yeah.
Or Thursday or whatever.
Yeah.
And with a girlfriend.
Yep.
And good luck.
And it even hit, like, the high-end market. So,
yes.
You know, you can go to an affluent area and, like, if you went, like, to Venice Beach, for example.
Yes.
And that's high-end and low-end. It's mixed over there. Because I was living over there. And, But if you went specifically to the highest, the most expensive grocery store, which is Erewhon, as opposed to Ralph's, Ralph's you'd meet every dirtbag in Venice. But if you went to Erewhon, you'd meet all the like hot eligible men that are there and the women. I mean, men go to scope out the women at Erewhon, you know? So just do some research about where the most expensive restaurant. And maybe you don't do dinner there if you can't afford it.
Right.
But you can do lunch. You could do a drink at the bar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could even go into Erewhon and just get a, you know, $10 coffee or whatever. You know what I mean?
Scroll. Now, Juicy Scoopers are just going to be Erewhons for like 5 hours straight.
Right.
Just like hanging out. Like,
but
just
certainly
buying
Erewhon
one
is
thing
the
of
spot.
Peanut butter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she's,
that's a good
question. Annie asked, do you look like a prostitute if you're by yourself at the Mastro's bar?
Let's call it a sex worker. Let's be PC.
Do you look like, you know.
Right. So I know that's the concern. But I mean, but here's the thing. Like, if I was sitting at a bar, look at me. Like, and I know I'm in my 50s, but there's some old hookers too. I mean, sex workers. Anyway. But I even when I was younger. If I'm dressed like this, I do have on leather pants, but I don't think anybody's going to think. So it's like, it's what you wear. It's
right.
How you carry yourself. You know, you're not like looking at all the men in a low cut top, you know? And if you're just a cute girl at a bar, you can also these days have your phone out. You can have a little laptop with you and you'd be doing work. And no, I think that, you know, if you don't show up looking like a sex worker or acting like a sex worker, then I don't think they're going to take you for one. Yeah.
But the other thing is with the phone, which I think is kind of hard. It's so great because it's so awkward when you're waiting for a friend or whatever. And you're like,
so
thank
awkward.
God I have my phone.
Yes, I agree.
But if you actually are like trolling for fresh dick and you're like looking for a guy, I think it's.
Well, I'm going to
tell
you how
to do it. You could end up sitting there for 2 hours and you could be like completely looking on your phone and no one's going to approach you because they're going to be thinking they're interrupting you.
Yes and no. If
right?
they think you're
no.
cute enough, believe me. If it was Heidi Klum sitting there on her phone, you think the guy's not going to approach her? No.
Yeah.
So there's that. But then the other thing I think, like what I do is like if I'm on my iPad or my phone or whatever, I'm listening and looking. So you can't just be like on your, like seriously on your phone and not conscious about what's going on around you.
You've got to be like a little bit.
You've got to be almost like faking it or, you know, just whatever, using it as a prop. But then what I do, of course, I'm talkative, but I know you didn't notice, but but like if I hear an interesting conversation, I'll chime in like, oh, really? London, huh? You know, and you just insert yourself into the conversation. And who cares what they think? Like, you know, if they're interested in you, they'll be glad that you did. And if they're not, who cares? You can just go back to your phone. You know what I mean? Like but don't be afraid. I think don't be afraid to like say, oh, I love those shoes. Where did you get them? You know, if you like his shoes or great watch or I've never eaten here. Like, I'm trying to think what to get. What's good on the menu? You know, just you would need to kind of get a little chatty. If you want to meet men in the real world, I tell people, you got to get friendly because people sit next to each other all the time and they don't know if you're in a relationship. You don't. So even when you go to events and then I can remember going to so many events and we leave and we never talk to anybody in the whole place.
Right.
You got to get friendly, you know, and sometimes when you're by yourself, it forces you to talk to more people.
Okay, should you text a man after the first date or wait for him to text you?
What do you think I'm going to say?
I think wait for him to text you.
Nope.
Oh.
You know what I'm going to say? I say it's always a classy move just to say thank you for the meal. You know?
Yes, that is a classy
move. And I mean, some of them will say, well, I thanked him in person. Yeah, but, you know, I just think it's just, I don't know, polite. I whether I like them or not, I always say, thanks so much. It was great meeting you. I enjoyed my dinner or whatever.
Yeah.
And I do it just because I think it's just a classy move.
All right.
And let's pretend for a second that you don't like the guy.
Yes. That's my next question.
So then you say, thanks for the dinner. You seem like a great guy, but, you know, and I would say this because it helps the ego. Maybe you felt the same way, but I don't think we're the right match. You see, and you've said maybe you feel the same way, which is now going to definitely soften the punch.
Got it.
And you say that.
And you do think you should say that right off the bat. If you never want to go out with him again and you did enjoy your
dinner. If it was a horror show.
Yeah.
Then no, you walk away and
don't
that's
even
the
text.
End of the story.
Yeah.
But if the person was nice and you had good conversation and you think that they might be interested, why not? It's a classy move.
Yeah.
You know? And then let's say you don't thank them, but then they do follow up with you anyway and they like you or whatever. That's when you should at least just respond. I know nobody wants to do this, but it's good practice for the soul. It's the right thing to do. And, you know, not that I do it every time, but it's just the right thing to do just to say, you know, you're very nice. I just don't think we're in match. You probably feel the same way, you know?
And I mean, I have to say, you know, when I was dating, texting didn't exist.
Right.
And texting is the greatest gift from God or whoever created it, because you really can do these things, and there's nothing scary.
Right.
Like, you're not on the phone, you're not shaking, you're not.
Plus, you can block people if they get weird.
Right. I mean, it's
couldn't
the greatest
do that before.
Thing. So, why not, you know, if you're questioning it, why not just do it?
Right.
And, like, yeah, that's
I think
good.
Too many people mislead. They don't want to, they say, oh, I don't want to be mean. Well, it's more unkind to leave people with false hope.
Pete and Kim.
I saw him at Soho House. I was like, he looks like an opportunist. Anyway.
Who? Who's looks like
A-Rod.
It's
just not my bag. Anyway. Pete and Kim, I did a TikTok about this. I don't think it's real.
Even though he got tattoos and got her name branded?
He's got so many tattoos. When you have that many tattoos, what does another tattoo mean? Nothing. Absolutely
That's
nothing.
What I didn't think. But then the branding, I thought, was kind of...
I didn't see the branding. What's the branding he got?
Just Kim.
You know, listen, I guess if it gets you a new TV show, because, you know, he just got a new TV show. He just inked a new deal since this whole thing.
Oh, did that just happen today?
No. That was like within the last maybe... Well,
what's it about?
It's been since... I don't know, but he... Yep, but look it up. Google it. Yep. And
well,
that,
I think he loves the fame, and I said, look.
But he is not her type. She is not his type.
No. But I think they are boning, and I think they're enjoying each other. I don't know how long it'll last, but he is one of those comics and one of those types of industry people that acts like he doesn't care about being famous.
Right,
and,
but you get caught up in it.
But he totally
does.
Yeah. And he would love to be Dave Chappelle. So it's like, how do I get to like arena style stand up?
Sure.
And it's becoming, he's never been more famous since dating her.
Right. Well, I mean, listen, it's worked well. And I know like the controversy about Kanye and like not performing at Coachella or whatever, but.
No, he's not performing at the Grammys.
Okay, the Grammys, right.
Yeah.
But, you know, what does he care? As long as like they're in the news and people are talking about the new record. So it works for everybody.
Right.
It's really the way to turn the lemons into lemonade. And you know, Kris Jenner, who knows if she's behind it, but, you know, she's very smart, that woman.
Joe Jonas and Sophia.
That's an interesting couple. They're expecting a second baby or a baby.
So
then
they never get married? They get married?
Yeah.
Oh, they are married.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I think they're solid.
Yeah. I think they're solid. She's on second baby. I don't know what I could tell you about them.
And then Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly.
I mean, it'll run its course. Right?
They're
not going to be like, you know,
they're engaged.
Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward, like to the death, you know what I mean? But they're engaged, but.
I don't think they'll get married.
No, I don't. It's going to run its course.
Also, the fame is going to, fame will end once they get married.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. The novelty of.
Once you're married, who cares?
You're right.
So I don't think they're going
to
get married.
I have to say, I am shocked about Brian Austin Green getting together with that other girl, because I felt like he was so hung up on Fox. What's her?
Well, I think she moved on, and then the girl he was with got pregnant, and then
happened.
Yeah. Oh, that's
and
it.
And then there you are.
There I am.
And how long have you been married?
I've been married 21 years.
Wow.
22 in
How'd
May.
You meet him?
So I met him because a mutual friend of ours he was my friend, and he was like, I think I have a guy for you. So I always tell people it was an actual blind date. I didn't have a photo of him, nothing. Wow. He was just described to me. And then...
And what made you like him so much?
Right away, he was like... It was a birthday party at El Cholo restaurant in Santa Monica that I was going there, and a guy I was dating was going to be there too, and he wanted to pick me up and take me there, but I knew that the Peter guy was going to be there. So I said, just in case I like him, because the other guy was one of these types that I thought it would be over, and then he called me a week later. I was like, I'll just drive my own car. And then the minute I walked in, he was just like, hi, I'm Peter. I can't believe we're finally meeting. And it was just, he was just very much... like on me, you
present
know, and like, I think also being like a sales guy. And I think also maybe knowing that there might be this other guy that is there. I think the challenge was there a little bit. And then right away, like made a date, called me, came to my house like within days for the next date.
Well, like what I said, when they're interested, there's follow through. You don't ever have to question it.
So I mean,
all that.
And then it was just the simple thing of like, we just really clicked and got along, and like physically he was my type, and then just really easy and fun to talk to. And so it was just one of those things. I was saying with my sister, I was like, how do you know your husband's the one? Cause they've been married even longer than I have. And I just remember she goes, it's just easy.
Yeah.
Like I just, there, you know, when you look back, there's so many times you're having conferences with your girlfriends. You're trying to figure this thing out.
You always want to crack the case.
It's like, it shouldn't be a
Listen, if it gets to the point where you're just dating somebody and you have to like spy on their Instagram or feel like you got to crack the case or talk for hours with your girlfriends about, this is not a relationship that's like meant to be.
Yeah.
You know, you got to pull the plug and move on. But I've been that woman. I've been that girl.
We all have.
Yeah.
We all have. Sure. But then when you're in one that's not like that, then you're like, you know, I don't have to wonder if we're doing something this weekend.
Right.
Of course we are.
Right.
You know, like, yes. Let me see. Okay. Well, great.
Strong women looking. Did you?
Oh, yeah. Let me ask. So what about what? Okay. We'll end on this.
All right.
And what is the difficulty about what you were like strong?
Why
women
don't I
and
work with female clients, for example? So I've made a decision where I generally speaking, I mean, maybe once in a rare while I'll take on a female client, but usually I don't, because what I find most of the time is that the women who could afford, like at the level I'm at, right, a private matchmaker at my level and my fee substantial, they've achieved a lot, and usually they definitely want a man who's their equal. Well, the problem is a lot of times with these ladies, they're energetically, they're a lot. They're just, their energy's a lot. They're a little demanding. They're a little pushy. They're very assertive because they've had to be to accomplish most everything they've gotten.
Yeah.
And the type of men they want don't want that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they want a man who's their equal, but those men usually just find that to be too much, you know? And so for that reason, it just becomes very complicated. So like when I've talked, you know, there was a woman who was married to a billionaire and she is now back on the market, and just having a conversation with her, I knew what her problem was right away. She was just a lot. That's the best way I can describe it, you know? And that's what that's the words they would choose as well. A lot, meaning just she doesn't show up as like, you know, necessarily inner feminine, soft, you know, and flirty. It's just like we start having to run the show. As we get older, we just start doing that. I mean, that's just kind of what we do. I don't know. Do you do that, Heather, in your relationship?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think it would be very hard for me to date for the same reasons.
Exactly.
Yeah,
as we get older,
our dynamic. I definitely think.
So it's a lot. And so then when women want their equal after a certain point in life, it gets very hard to find that dynamic. And it's challenging.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Sure.
Gina, tell everybody where they can follow you.
Oh, let's see. You can find me on TikTok, Matchmaker Gina Hendricks. Instagram, Matchmaker Gina Hendricks, or my website, GinaHendricks.com, or thegreatmanhunt.com.
Yes.
Which is where I do all my coaching for my ladies, or my Facebook group, which is for women, Badass and Brilliant Ladies. Badass and Brilliant Women. What's my group called?
I love it. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks. This was fun. Thank you.
Well, that was really juicy, Gina. And if you guys want even the juiciest information, stories, personal stories, Hollywood insight, stuff that I hinted on this show that I'm like, I cannot speak about. I do speak about it on Patreon. You go to heathermcdonald.net, click on Patreon, change your life. Years and years of content is there waiting for you to absorb. Plus, cute merch is at heathermcdonald.net. And I also want to thank you all for going and sharing this episode with your friends, letting people know about Juicy Scoop, and leaving me that 5-star review. Thank you.